Yeah, police, the top police. When last did we have a senior police officer or a brigade of senior police officers that we could look at and say, oh, I respect you. You are beacons of probity and competence. Kehla Sithole is the man at the top at the moment. He has brought back to work Lieutenant General Peter Jacobs, who's a cop who cut his copping teeth here in the Western Cape. He'd been suspended for 3 months. He's going back to work, but not as crime intelligence head. He had been investigated for supposedly mismanaging COVID procurement rules, but there are a lot of people who think that there was a lot more going on than that, that maybe what he was looking to actually run crime intelligence the way it is supposed to be run. Goodness me, we can't have that. And perhaps more seriously, Judge Norman Davis in the Gauteng High Court has found that Kehla Sithole and two of his deputies breached their duties by impeding a string of corruption investigations. This is an attempt to find out the truth behind the police attempt to procure a grabber, this interception device, at vastly inflated prices ahead of the ANC's NASREC conference. And the generally believed accusation is that the extra money was going to be used to buy votes for Jacob Zuma's proxy, Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, at NASREC. It's all very complicated. Jeff Wicks is an investigative journalist at News 24. Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a blow, this. I'm sure that Sithole and others will directly approach the SCA for leave to appeal, even though they've been denied. So they'll go say, can we make a direct approach? But it's again a hammer blow against the integrity of our top cops.
Absolutely, John, and it's a significant development, certainly in Kehla Sithole's career to date. This cloud of the IVU investigations has been hanging over his head since his appointment, basically since his appointment, because he was installed in that position by Jacob Zuma mere weeks before that conference took place. And ever since then, IPED's investigation into this matter, which will have far-reaching political implications, has been obfuscated by police management, and now that has been cemented by a second court judgment.
So what is it's around declassifying documents. We need to look at these documents so we can work out what the chain of events was and establish a credible set of truths around this issue. And he said, no, it's national security, not going to declassify. He was told to declassify. No, not going to do that. What might be in those documents?
Well, I mean, that's the minutiae of this investigation that IPED needs to come to a conclusion and pronounce on an allegation of guilt or innocence. What's key here, John, is that the entire time these documents have been classified, with Sithole raising concerns over national security and actually wrongfully interpreting the law, he's had the power to declassify these documents. And that's why this court judgment is so important, is because it becomes a summation of all the missteps they've made between 2017 and now. And what we finally might see here is these investigations coming to fruition. And, this also comes at a time where there have been other calls for an inquiry into his fitness to hold office.
Yeah, and when judges use language like Norman Davis did, one would have expected SAPS management, upon hearing allegations of a threefold overpricing of basic equipment such as flak jackets, which is another part of this, to immediately raise hue and cry and volunteer any assistance to the investigation of such flagrant corruption within its ranks. This failure constitutes a breach. And there seems to be no good reason why they would continue to be as stubborn as they are trying to be, unless they know that there is stuff in the documents which makes them out to be even worse than we already think them to be.
Yes, well, I think that's pertinent, John, for the mere fact that all three of the officers who've launched this court challenge have been directly linked to at least the grabber procurement scandal. And it's not only the documents that have remained classified. IPED investigators have tried to interview these officers and get their side of the story, but they've thrown up a defense of national security, and divulging classified information to IPED would be tantamount to a crime. But the common inference then is that what is trying to be hidden, if nothing has technically stood in the way of handing this information over 4 years ago.
Jeff, thanks for helping us make some sense of this. Jeff Vicks, investigative journalist at News 24.